The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan
on News Talk.
People are continuing to get in touch on 53106 about the row in Croke Park yesterday. Kieran, if it was the Dublin team who were playing yesterday, you for sure would be talking about it for the next couple of years. But because it's two country teams, you're trying to make light of it. Typical of you from Kilkenny. That's fair point. Nail on the head. The old Kilkenny-Dublin football rivalry is always bubbling just below the surface there. Darren from Westport, originally from Donegal, says, I think a few years ago it might have been accepted, mass brawls in Gaelic football, but not now. And if it does happen, punishment should be stronger. When I was 15, I was involved in a mass brawl at an under-16 match. And when I say a brawl, I mean it. This was 36 years ago, and I got 6 months from the county board and 6 from my own club. Somebody else says, so Kieran, apart from the eye gouging, the pushing, the shoving, and one guy nearly choking another guy and another guy being kicked while he was down, what really was wrong with what happened yesterday? I just repeat myself, I wasn't necessarily defending what happened yesterday. My point is that if people were really as outraged as they're letting on today, this wouldn't keep happening. But it keeps happening, and that's because behind all the faux outrage, lots of people actually like a bit of a brawl in a GAA match. Anyway, the eye gouging was another incident altogether, rather part of this incident, but another level altogether, and I think objectively people appalled by that. They were talking about it a little bit earlier on the Pat Kenny show. The former Monaghan player Dick Clerkin was Pat's guest. Take a listen.
Just shows you really about the culture that we have in the GAA, that no sooner that it happens that they try to portion the blame somewhere else bar the players involved, that it was somehow the officials' fault or Croke Park's fault that this could have been avoided. And potentially, yes, for a big game in Croke Park where you have, you know, multiple dressing rooms. Like, the reality is, Matt, Pat, there's games go on every weekend in grounds and clubs all over the country that players share dressing rooms and exits, and these things don't happen. It shouldn't need that. And it's a serious indictment of our players and the way the game's got. If you have to put in measures like that, the reality was that it was the players involved have to answer the questions on that, and the managers and everyone involved. That's where the buck stops here.
Yeah, we'll have to see what level of accountability follows that incident. Rory Hickey is with me now, though. He's a former GAA ref. And Rory, what I want to ask you about is whether the GAA could and should be using video technology in real time, not looking back after the match and deciding who I gauged to and what happened, but rather, I don't know, some version of VAR, dare I say that awful acronym, and whether the GAA should use technology, should they?
Well, Kieran, when I started reffing, technology had just arrived, the buzzer flags had arrived, and then the earpieces arrived. I'm retired 3 years now, and the level of communication between the officials when I left the scene, when I retired, was exceptional. The same guys that do the rugby, and you'd be listening to the rugby referees all the time, the communication between them, they're the same guys that equip the referees in Croke Park every weekend. So the communication equipment is there. Mm-hmm. There is the Hawkeye official. I was lucky enough when I was reffing to be the first ref to use Hawkeye technology in a Leinster Championship game. Seems a long, long time ago, mm-hmm. but I thought when I retired that they'd use that technology and bring it on. I mean, we saw the scenes yesterday, and we saw David Coldrick surrounded by his officials at the end of the game, and he did exactly what was at his disposal and used all the tools that he had at his disposal. But what he didn't have was a guy looking at a couple of TV screens, a TMO above in the Hawkeye box that we look down all week. We see these boxes on the left of Hill 16 up high there. The Hawkeye official is sitting there. Why not have the TMO sitting there to help the referee?
I suppose the fear people have, and it's not a fear of accountability. I don't think anyone necessarily as opposed to that, though. Like I say, I suspect lots of people have kind of a sneaking regard for the El Row in a match. But setting that aside, it's fears of delay. You know, and there's some rugby games that are just unwatchable, the amount of times they go up to the TMO, and people would hate to see that in Gaelic games.
Yeah, I understand that. And that when Hawkeye came in, there was the fear of delay. But, you know, if it's a crucial score, people are willing to wait. You see it in Thurles, it takes a little bit longer. In Croke Park, it's fairly instant. And if something happens, if there's a red card missed in a GAA match, why not just have a word in the referee's ear, David, stop the game, go over, run over to that screen, have a quick look, number 12 has struck or whatever, and they go over and issue a straight red card. You see all the furore today, and I heard Liam O'Neill this morning, Dick Clerkin talking to Pat this morning, all the furore all day, and I'm here talking about it again. you know, if that was dealt with yesterday, if he was able to have a look at the screen there yesterday, issue the relevant cards to the relevant players, would have been dealt with on the day. Then that would help, Kieran, that would help the GAA disciplinary process. And my own County Clare have benefited, you know, this year in the hurling from technicalities and got a couple of guys back. But then that would have been dealt with all with yesterday. And now the disciplinary process has to kick in now and it's into the boardroom and, you know, retrospective bans and all that. But if it was dealt with on the field yesterday, you know, everyone would be way more satisfied.
But it would delay the game, wouldn't it?
It would, unavoidably.
Yeah.
That's unavoidable, yeah. And it's up to the TMO. There's enough inter-county referees, good experienced inter-county referees, not reffing anymore with no, look, we've got to call the referee here or we let this one slide. The referee has seen it. He's happy enough.
Yeah.
And they can have that interaction and have the chat. It's seamless in rugby. I know it takes a good while in rugby, but that's to talk about scores and stuff. It depends how far and how far back you go with it. But for red card incidents like that and the players to leave the field, you know, it's not nice when it's missed by the referee. He or she doesn't want to miss any red card. But if they had that little bit of help in the box, I think it really helped things out.
Is there a way you could do it, I wonder, Rory, whereby you're not stopping the game, whereby you could have a TMO reviewing things? So I'm thinking of the second match yesterday, Kerry Mayo game, and Aidan O'Shea got a black card in the first half. And when you looked it back, I mean, I'm not sure was it a black card. I think if it was one, it was possibly two. There was kind of two of them falling over each other, pulling each other down. I mean, again, look, I think a lot of people don't like the idea that you'd have to stop the game for a minute or a minute and a half to go over and look at a video to find out what happened. But the idea that maybe a TMO could send the word down into David Goff's ear and say, by the way, black card the other player while you're at it there, then you wouldn't necessarily have that delay.
Exactly. And whether Aidan O'Shea was sent off the wrong yesterday or not is not the issue we're discussing here, right? And David Goff, I know the guy personally, he loves getting things right. He does not like to leave a decision he missed out in the field. And it does take time, and it's only a word in the ear. David would have to have made his way back down towards whatever end of the field it was. And that's plenty of time for a conversation with the TNMO. Absolutely plenty.
Do you suspect the TNMO would have seen that replay
two or three times and said to David, look, put the two of them off, two black cards, both pulled each other to the ground.
Do you suspect maybe the fear with the GAA is that you'd open a bit of a Pandora's box? I mean, people don't even really understand what the tackle rule is in Gaelic football.
No, yeah, and that's it. There is a fear. But look, inside the refereeing structure at the moment, someone has to stand up. Or inside GAA officialdom, Liam was on this morning, someone has to stand up and say, look, we need to try and help these guys a little bit more.
All right.
The technology is there. The people is there. Why not give it a go? They've trialed everything else. Why not trial this?
Well, listen, lots of people continuing to have their view, all the jumping and complaining about a bit of handbag stuff. That's the championship. It's just proving you care. The eye gouging incident, though, a 6-month suspension is needed, says one person. The Gaelic Gurriers of Galway and Armagh should be thrown out of the championship and bring in the losing teams from the previous round. No such Gurriers in squash, cricket, rugby or tennis. That's one of our listeners. And somebody else says, I'm a mother of three boys and all in the family are involved in the GAA for years. I have a real issue with the fight yesterday pitch side, and I think it's becoming more common, and I think it will get worse. I do think it's helping normalise violence in young men, and it will spill into more drinking and social occasions if it's acceptable on national TV in our national sport. I also think a serious injury is not far away. I don't agree with you that people complain the day after these incidents as they think they should. I think most are disgusted and concerned. The reason that happens week in, week out is because the people at the top of the GAA who have a responsibility to the players are not dealing with these incidences properly. See, I agree with almost everything you're saying, except that bit of dissonance in the middle. I think the people at the top would deal with it if they suspected people really did care. I could be completely wrong on this, but I don't think people really care. And when I'm at matches, I don't see people who are absolutely appalled when there's a bit of a skirmish on the pitch. Usually there's a few roars of encouragement from the crowd, if anything. Anyway, 53106 is the text number. Keep your views coming after the break. We're going to be talking about a love of puzzles.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With Nissan.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.